This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Emily Rooney. Well, the saying goes, mistakes are the best teachers. So before we close the books on 2012, we're going to take a look at some of the biggest business mistakes and disasters so that we might learn from that in the new year. Joining me for that is financial advisor Cheryl Marshall, our Everything Money contributor. Cheryl, welcome.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, hopefully we won't have the same mistakes in 2013 that we had in 2012. But, you know, you got to look at these things. And with the exception of one, okay, it's all men, okay? Oh. We had one woman make a big boo-boo, okay?
Who was that one? Was that the...
Meg Whitman HP. Whitman. But other than that, I mean, some of these things, you're thinking these people have incredible reputations. What were they thinking, okay?
Well, okay, let's start with Facebook IPO.
I mean, they were thinking. That was a disaster.
They were thinking it was worth it.
Greed. Third biggest IPO in the history of IPOs. And having come from that industry, I know how greedy people can get. And they went way overboard. They issued too many shares. The price was too high. They did everything wrong.
What's it at now, by the way?
It was 38. Well, it was down 50%. It came out at 38. It climbed up into the early 40s for a little bit. Went down to 17.5. Now it's at 27, so it's only down 30%. But when something like that happens, it also damages the rest of your brand. You know, and a lot of Wall Street analysts look at it and say, hey, you know, these guys couldn't even manage their own IPO. How are they going to manage a company? You know, it's coming back, and I would never count that company out. But, you know, it was not a very good IPO. Then they made a second huge mistake. This was just a couple of weeks ago. They purchased Instagram, which on the face of it looks like a very smart move. You know, a lot of integration mm-hmm. with everybody loading up their pictures. But they made an announcement, and, you know, everyone's after Facebook around privacy issues anyways, that they said if you put a picture up on Instagram, Facebook would now own your photo. And, you know, that may indeed lead to them selling your photo. Well, needless to say, the blogosphere went wild. And they have since retracted that, and they're going to, I imagine, come out with some new policy, you know, going forward. But they have not been able to monetize Instagram yet. And that was going to be a way for them to monetize it.
How would they?
Well, ads is, you know, always the traditional way to monetize anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I assume this is the line they were going on. So that's two big boo-boos from the same company.
In your notes here, the active daily users went down from, I don't know, let's say 16.4 million last week.
Oh, but people were furious. They're furious.
Down to 12.4.
So those two were from one company. Then we have, as we just mentioned before, Hewlett-Packard's $8 billion write-down. They spent $11 billion buying Autonomy in 2011, which was supposed to make the PC giant a big player in the surging software market. A year later, HP wrote off more than three-quarters of the value, and they attributed the write-down to accounting fraud by the ousted Autonomy founder Mike Lynch and others, who, you know, is vehemently denying this, okay? Interestingly enough, supposedly the HP CFO objected to the acquisition of this company while Meg Whitman was on the board. So, you know, that's another not such a brilliant thing. Now we have...
I thought Meg Whitman was the eBay gal.
She was. She's been long gone. Remember, she ran for governor, spent $100 million money to run mm-hmm. for governor, and so now they brought her back, hopefully to resuscitate HP, but, you know, who knows how that's going to happen. Then we have, and if we're going to keep on the tech company train, the CEO of Scott Thompson, who lied about his resume. It came to light that he claimed to have a bachelor's degree in both accounting and computers. Scott Thomas, who was the CEO of PlaguedYahoo.com. Mm-hmm. And he claimed to have a bachelor's degree in both accounting and computer science. His degree was only in accounting only. It's not that it's so what. I think lying on your resume, and I don't think anybody would ever disagree with that because I think it says a lot about what kind of person you are. Do you want someone running WGBH who lied in their resume?
No, but I mean, okay. It doesn't seem like the biggest, you know.
It is. Then we had Apple and the maps, okay? Apple decided that, you know, to try and be a cowboy or cowgirl and issue their own map app,
A map app.
Say it quickly, okay? So they tried to put out their own mapping system with the new iOS 6 operating system. It was a disaster. to the point that the CEO, Tim Cook, issued an apology and suggested that people who had the new iOS 6 operating system download alternative mapping tools. So that has been fixed.
Have they fixed that?
Yeah, they brought Google Maps back. Mm-hmm. But that was completely, you know.
I never saw it. Did you ever see what it looked like, why it was so bad?
No, I didn't.
And what was it about it?
I guess it didn't work. Okay. But here's, you know, one of the funny things. Australian police accused Apple Maps of stranding motorists in a national park, shaming the company once again, saying that the maps still weren't working, even though they went back to the Google Maps.
I don't know if I believe that one.
So I didn't say you should believe everything you read on the internet.
Yeah,
this is just what I've kind of picked up. Here's some more tech news. The collapse of Zynga stock.
Now, what happened to Zynga? Because they're still a giant in that
games
industry.
There's a whole bunch of bad things that happened. First, they came out with the IPO. The stock has dropped 75% from when they went public. They were the producer of the hugely popular Farmville game.
Farmville, Words with Friends.
Hugely popular. Okay, do they own Words with Friends? I did not check that.
Yes.
Okay, anyways, so they bought this company called OMGPOP, which to me
terrible
means,
name.
Well, oh my God,
yeah,
pop.
Got it.
Okay, in March, and 6 weeks after the company OMGPOP released its smash hit Draw Something, which was kind of like a Pictionary kind of game, and they got 1 million downloads. But it turned out to be like the hula hoop, okay? It was a fad, and Zynga ended up on top of, you know, stock losing money, writing down $96 million of the $183 million purchase price. Then,
how do they make money on Farmville?
Facebook pays them.
Oh.
Okay, because and then Facebook is cutting down some of their games, so they're not getting the revenue they once were, so they have to right their ship. You know, that's really important. So those were the two mistakes that Zynga made. Then a couple of other buttes were Best Products. Okay, they were the company who, you know, someone said, okay, it's just a PR disaster. Beef Products was nearly driven out of business, shuttering 3 of their plants after a public relations campaign waged by a former USDA scientist turned public sentiment against lean, finely textured beef, otherwise known as LFTB.
Pink slime.
Yeah, I don't want to eat anything called LFTB, frankly.
Ugh.
And it's made by, do you know how it's made? They grind beef scrap, fatty beef scraps, especially susceptible to bacterial contamination, separate the fat from the lean in a centrifuge, and then basically wash the lean scraps in an ammonia solution to kill remnant bacteria. Not a good idea. So that was yet, you know.
Yeah, we'd all probably been eating it and didn't even know.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad somebody, opened that up. BlackBerry, which, you know, remember one time BlackBerry ruled the market.
They ruled.
And for sure rules the corporate market. And if you're, you know, walking down Wall Street, you still see people carrying BlackBerries. I personally loved my BlackBerry. I thought it was terrific.
I noticed you're using the past tense.
Yes, loved, past tense. Now I have, as you know, an iPhone. But what happened was they delayed, they had outages, and then they delayed releasing the software, BlackBerry 10, the next version, you know, the next software version of its mobile operating system. But then, you know, evidently the two of the major executives showed up at a Lakers game with the BlackBerry 10 trying to get some free publicity before it. I mean, so it's just been, you know, again, bad PR.
So are they out of business?
No. But they're losing market share. You know, they just had so many problems. And one of the reasons that people trusted corporate, it was easy to do a corporate solution with a BlackBerry for your, you know, email reading and toting employees. It was just extremely easy to have what they call an enterprise system. Whereas I think at the time, Apple, it wasn't so easy. But now I think that's changing. But I know that, you know, some people I know have an iPhone for their personal use and a BlackBerry for their corporate use. So they walk around with two phones. How about Jamie Dimon's $6 billion whale? And it's kind of ironic because he was one of
the most... Just refresh us on what happened there.
Well, he was one of the most outspoken CEOs in the dangers of overregulations of banks, okay, and that they were overregulated. And then on May 10th, JPMorgan Chase, of which he is the CEO, disclosed that one of the bank's units in London had lost nearly $2 billion on a single trade, the handiwork of a trader that was called the London Whale because how he dominated the market. Since then, since that time, you know, about a couple of months later, the loss ballooned to nearly $6 billion. And then, you know, the irony of that was that the London Union unit was actually tasked with limiting risk, if you remember. Mm-hmm. That was the unit that was supposed to be managing risk. So that was yet, you know, another one. Then we had...
He still got his job, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the kind of job I want. Lose $6 billion and
right,
keep your
right,
job.
Right. No, a woman lost her head over that one. Yeah. She's gone. Knight Capital had its own $440 million trading glitch. That was one of those crazy trading days, I don't know if you remember, that affected nearly 150 New York Stock Exchange stocks and left the firm in a precarious financial position. And the stock plunged more than 75% over 2 days in August when that happened. Never recovered, and the company is now merging with another company called Getco. When I read it, I thought it was Getco. So that was yet, you know, another one. And then we have two local ones that I wanted to chat a bit about with you. Two bankruptcies, sadly. One was Kurt Schilling's company in Rhode Island, 38 Studios, LLC, filed for bankruptcy. And if there's any kind of a theme here, it's that gaming companies are notoriously difficult to manage, execute, and to capitalize. And I'm not sure that Rhode Island should have been in the business of investing in a gaming company. And, you know, my opinion of when the government gets involved in those kind of enterprises is that they usually buy at the top and sell at the bottom. Mm. So, and I mean, that was just, you know.
That was a classic.
That was an awful situation all the way around. Okay, for Rhode Island, for Kurt Schilling, it was just terrible.
Because he lost his own
personal money. I mean, it's just terrible. It really is. But, you know, if you look back at what I said about Zynga and you look back at other gaming stories, these are very, very tough companies, Emily. They require huge amounts of money, the most nimble and sophisticated kind of management. The gaming industry, online gaming industry, is so fickle. You know, there's a new game every week that replaces, you know, the old ones. A lot of them don't let their shelf life. Remember Pong?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pong.
Pong. Well, do you know anyone playing Pong now? No. And then the second one, which I thought was also quite unfortunate, was the battery maker A123 Systems, which filed for bankruptcy. And that's really, you know, quite unfortunate, too. They were working on a battery to jumpstart the electric car industry. And what was interesting about that was that a Chinese company had agreed to buy, I think, almost up to 50% of the company, and they still went bankrupt because they were not, according to the Chinese say, they never inked the agreement. I read someplace else they couldn't make, it was a loan, they couldn't make their interest payments, whatever it was. That's really unfortunate. But that company is also being, you know, the remnants is being acquired, I think, by Johnson Controls.
So because they still have a factory in
Michigan. In Watertown.
Don't they have a factory in Michigan?
Oh, in Michigan, yeah. Probably. That makes lots of sense. I was referring to Watertown.
But didn't the feds put a lot of money into this? That was part of the issue.
Yes, that's yet another company. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, as having run a venture capital fund that had government money, I can tell you they're not good partners.
Okay, so, you know, so you hope some of the same mistakes aren't made, but isn't this whole trading... And it's all a gamble. I mean, sometimes you win one, sometimes you lose. I mean, you know, Facebook, well, it was a gamble. Hindsight, it was stupid putting the initial offering so high. But I mean,
I don't think it was a gamble. You know, good IPOs are very, very well managed. You think back to the Google IPO. It was one of the most well-managed IPOs that I had ever read about. They did something that's kind of complicated, which is called a Dutch auction. But it was an extremely democratic process where anybody in the world could put in what they would pay for the stock. And then if they had a price that was there or above, they got shares. If it was below, they didn't get it. Now, it was an extremely democratic orderly process. IPOs are supposed to be orderly. That's why the bankers make so much money, because they have to, you know, get the stock out, prop up the price and everything else. But it was as though there were no grown-ups in charge towards the end. There wasn't any experienced person to say, look, stop, you know, you're issuing too many shares, the price is spiking too high, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't agree with you that it's a gamble, that there are many, many excellent IPOs that come out. You know, they're managed well, they're traded well. This was not the case.
What about some of these other? I mean, are you? I mean, you know, the Knight Capital thing, or even what happened with Jamie Dimon. I mean, would more regulation have?
I think so, particularly when you're talking about these extremely sophisticated financial investments. You know, you remember one of the problems that we got into when the whole financial economy collapsed was that we had all off balance sheet investments, so nobody was really scrutinizing them. And the question is, who's watching who? This stuff is moving faster than the speed of light. You know that they have all this electronic, you know, robo trading right now, where trades are made in nanoseconds. So you add that coupled with the complexity of financial instruments, which, P.S., I bet you most CEOs of the large financial houses, if you took them in a closet and said, okay, tell me, you know, what a, you know, collateralized debt obligation is, couldn't answer the question. Yeah. So you do need more regulation and supervision on these. Absolutely.
So any, got your, you know, crystal ball out for 2013?
No, but I just think, you know, you will never, I mean, there's just so many, people do such stupid things and you do wonder, what are they thinking? You know, here's Apple, for example, with a company that has a stellar reputation. Their products are always pristine, so to speak, you know, screwing up. I mean, the bottom line is everybody screws up, but, you know, Meg Whitman was on the board when they decided to do this acquisition, and she's very smart. I mean, she did an amazing job at eBay. You know, what happened there? Why aren't people doing their due diligence?
Then you think it's all greed.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I always wonder why the European Union admitted Greece into the union.
I said greed, not Greece.
Oh, I thought you said Greece. Okay.
Well, go ahead, though. We can talk about
Greece. I thought
you
said it's all Greek. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yes, there's a lot of greed. Well, not necessarily greed, but, you know, a strategy, okay, that isn't necessarily tied, you know, tomorrow to greed. But I thought you said it's all Greek. And I would just say that I keep wondering, with the European Union, why on earth they let Greek into the European Union. Who was doing their due diligence there? If you read about what their financials were like, they were a disaster.
Whatever happened with that? That's another one of those things that went off.
It's still going
the radar
on
screen.
And on and on.
Yeah, they had their own fiscal cliff.
Yeah, right. They're still on it, okay?
So the market is way up today.
That was because of the fiscal cliff.
Seriously?
I swore I was not going to utter those words in 2013, and now I've broken my rule.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the market's going crazy because they finally got a settlement. It was insane. It was worse.
It's barely a settlement, and it's not even, doesn't deal with the whole thing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But businesses like certainty, and they have some certainty about at least where taxes are going to be, and the rest will come later. So they know where the payroll taxes are going to be. They know where their personal income taxes are going to be. And just for that alone is reason enough for the market to go sky high.
Well, let's hope it continues.
Yes.
All right. We've been talking about the biggest 2012 business follies and failures with Cheryl Marshall. Cheryl, thanks so much for being
Thank
with us.
Thank you.
All right. And coming up, Kara Miller talks with MIT Sloan School's Howard Anderson about the sale of Zipcar for almost $500 million. Let's hope that one works out, Cheryl. I'm Emily Rooney. You're listening to Boston Public Radio.